وقت سهر فرخت مشت بیم عمابه بیم و مدسا بیم تار. Somebody who is careful about Tumah and Tar that loses a Kli out in Rosh Hashanah Rabin during the day. If he finds it the very same day, that Kli can be assumed Tar. We don't have to be afraid that an Amaret who is ignorant about Tumah and Tar touched a Kli causing it to become Tame. As if an Amaret would have seen the Kli, he would have picked it up and tried to return it to the owner. So therefore, when the Chaver does find the Kli the same day, he does not have to be retired the Kli. But Yom Umatza B'Layla. B'Layla Umatza B'Yom. Bayom Umatza B'Yom Shalacharav Tame. But if the Chaver loses his Kli during the day and only finds it at night, or he loses it at night and only finds it the next day, or he loses it during the day and doesn't find it until the following day, in such a case he has to assume that the Kli had become Tame. As since, while it was dark, the Kli was still laying out there in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, it's possible that Amaris passed by the Kli and touched it without realizing it since it was dark, and therefore, the Chaver, when he finds the Kli, has to be Matar the Kli, as maybe the Kli had become Tame. Zaklap. This is a rule, Kol Sheyavar Lav Halayla O Miksaso Tame. Any time the night had passed, or part of the night had passed, and he still hasn't yet found the Kli, that Kli, when it is found by the Chaver, is considered Tame. Hashotea Kelim Bershisa Rabin. Tyrant. Somebody hangs up clothing to dry out in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the public thoroughfare. When he takes the clothing down, the clothing is considered tar. He doesn't have to be afraid that an Amaret came into contact with it, as there's no reason why an Amaret should have touched the clothing. As even if it was hanging up at night, a person, when he walks in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, doesn't step on clothing that are hanging to dry. So therefore, when he takes it down, it is tar. As opposed to if he hung it up in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a private domain, when he takes it down, he has to consider the clothing to make. The reason why we differentiate between the Rosh Hashanah Rabin and Rosh Hashanah Yachid is because we have a clock. The Suffolk Tumah of Rosh Hashanah Rabin is Seiko Tar. When we have a Suffolk Tumah in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, we rule leniently. As opposed to when we have a Suffolk Tumah of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we rule stringently. So therefore, even though we don't really have to assume that Amaret touched it, and there's no reason why an Amaret should have touched a Kelim even if they were hanging up at night, but it's at least a Suffolk Tumah. It's still possible that the Amaret touched it. So therefore, since in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, a Suffolk Tumah is ruled leniently, if he hung it up in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, the Suffolk is ruled as being tar, as opposed to if he hung it up in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Suffolk is ruled stringently, and it is tummy. As opposed to the case that we had previously, where somebody lost a Kli in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. In such a case, even if he lost it in a Rosh Hashanah Rabin, he rules stringently if it was lost at night, as it's very likely that an Amaret touched it without realizing it since it's dark. So therefore, that's not considered a Suffolk Tumah. It's almost like a Vade Tumah. So therefore, even if he lost it in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, when he finds the Kli, it is Tame. As opposed to when he hung up clothing to dry out in Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Over there, it's not so likely that it was touched by an Amaret. So therefore, since it's only a Suffolk Tumah, when it was hung up in Rosh Hashanah Rabin, we rule leniently, and the clothing is tar. V'mhaya mishamran tahir. If the person who hung up the clothing was guarding the clothing to make sure it wasn't touched by an Amaret, in such a case, even if he hung it up in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, when he takes it down, the clothing is considered tar. Naflu v'halach la'vion tamei. But if, when the clothing was hanging up to dry in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the clothing fell down, and he had to go down to retrieve them, in such a case, the clothing would be considered tamei, even though he was guarding them, as since, for a while, they were out of his sight when it fell down. He couldn't see them anymore until he went to retrieve them. So therefore, it's possible he became tummy at that time. So even though he was guarding them, since it's a Suffolk Tumah of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, your clothing is considered tummy. A chaver, somebody who's careful about Tumah and Tar, that was drawing water from the well of an Amaret, and the bucket in which he was drawing the water with fell into the well. And the chaver went to his property in order to get something to retrieve the bucket with. He went to get a rope so that he can pull the bucket out of the well of the Amaret. When he does retrieve the bucket, that bucket is considered tummy. Reason being is that since the chaver left the Rosh Hashanah of the Amaret to get a rope to retrieve the bucket with, during that time, the bucket was left unguarded in the Rosh Hashanah of the Amaret. Even though it's unlikely that the Amaret went into the well and touched the bucket, even so, the bucket is considered tummy. As anything that is left in the Rosh Hashanah Amaret is considered tummy if it was left for any period of time unguarded. So therefore, in this case, since the bucket was left unguarded, l'sha'achat, in the Rosh Hashanah Amaret, when the chaver comes back the bucket is considered tummy. Somebody was a chaver who was careful about tuma and tar, and he left his house leaving it open. And when he came back, he found the house was still open. No, maso no, pasua, umaso no, tar. Or the chaver left his house leaving it closed. When he came back, it was still closed. Or the chaver left his house leaving it open, and when he came back, it was closed. In all these cases, the camel and the house are tar. And we have no reason to assume in these cases that anybody walked in and touched the kelim. As even in the case where he left it open and found it closed. So we assume somebody closed it. We don't assume somebody walked in and touched the camel. So therefore, the camel and the house are tar in all these cases. No, mother for sure. But if the chaver left his house locked, and when he came back, he found it open, Rabbi Meir mitamei, the chacham mitamei. Rabbi Meir are mitamei in this case. And since when he came back, he found it open. Obviously, somebody had opened it. Probably got an oven, had opened up the house with the intention of stealing the kelim. Even though he didn't find any kelim stolen, we still have to assume that the gun oven came in and touched the kelim. So therefore, the kelim are tummy. While the chachamim are mitar, the chachamim hold that we don't assume that the gun oven who were there touched the kelim. Shaharyu gun oven v'nim lechu v'holchu lehem. The reason why the chachamim are mitar is because even though there obviously were gun oven in the house, so somebody opened the house. And they probably were an oven that opened the house. But since they didn't steal anything, we assume they had a change of heart and left. And since they had a change of heart and left, we don't have to assume they touched a kelim. It's probably immediately when they walked in, they changed their minds and left without touching any kelim. So according to the Chacham, since nothing was found missing from the house, even though when the Chaver returned to the house, he found it unlocked, all the kelim in the house are torn.